Hi, Nadia, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. My wife is a big fan of yours.
Oh, awesome.
Big fan. I'd ask you to speak up a little bit because I'm having trouble hearing you.
Sure, yeah, me too. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, actually.
It's these hookups, they're not perfect.
Yeah, all right.
But anyway, I just wanted to say hello, welcome, and welcome to PMP Network. Nadia G, our guest today, is the host of Bitchin' Kitchen on the Cooking Channel. And she's got quite the, as one of our listeners wrote, the shtick. And Pam, one of our listeners, asked, how did you develop this shtick?
Well, you know, I grew up in a food-obsessed Italian family. I've always loved to scoff. But coming from a food-obsessed Italian family, I needed some comedic relief. So, always loved comedy and then eventually decided to blend the two, comedy and cooking, and came up with Bitchin' Kitchen. Right.
It's pretty much over the top.
The show?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's very unique. Every week we choose a new topic, whether it's breakup brunches, rehab recipes, dysfunctional family pizza night, and we do all the comedy on that topic, talk about it, and cook a meal to go along with it. What's interesting about food is that it's become such a neutral platform. It's like, you know, how years ago news used to be just news, and then all of a sudden you had Saturday Night Live doing news parodies, and then you had, you know, you have something like The Daily Show, and creating a food comedy hybrid, I think, is the next step, hybrid shows in the cooking space.
Well, I think that you've got a good thing going here. I want to talk a little bit about how you started the whole thing, but let me get to some of the questions that have been emailed in. Dave wants to know, who are your cooking influences?
My mother, my grandmother, my aunts. I grew up with some Lebanese neighbors, and they had just, you know, the best tabbouleh and those little pizzas with minced meat on them. And I just, you know, growing up in Montreal, there's so much multicultural influence in the cuisine. It's a big immigrant city as well, so you kind of get to taste a bunch of stuff straight from the source. But I would say, yeah, my family and my second family, which were my neighbors growing up.
You're Canadian. I didn't realize that.
Yep.
So yeah, the only time I ever hear the national anthem of Canada is at hockey games. It's a pretty cool song, though, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah. It probably needs a dubstep remix, but it's all right.
Yeah, I actually like that song. Anyway, we have another question from Nicole. She wants to know if you're also a musician, and she said she loves the rockabilly retro theme.
Yeah, I love music. I always have. I love writing comedy songs, and I have a lot of music videos in Bitchin' Kitchen. It is a cooking show, after all. So I try to do a couple of them every season, and yeah, I hope to continue to do more. You know, I eventually would love to put out an album, an EP. You know, singing has always been a massive passion of mine.
Well, it sounds to me like you could do a Bitchin' Kitchen CD as well.
Yeah.
Why not?
Songs.
The Bitchin' Kitchen cookbooks. You have a couple of the books out there. One of them is called The Bitchin' Kitchen Cookbook, Rock Your Kitchen. The other one, Let the Boys Clean Up the Mess. Both bestsellers. And is this something that you're going to do more of, a lot more books?
Well, yeah, we have Rock Your Kitchen and Let the Boys Clean Up the Mess, and then we have Cooking for Trouble, both of which I designed, which is a fun little fact. I've always been a Photoshop ninja and love, you know, designing all aspects of the brand, whether it's, you know, cookbooks or aprons and fun things like that. But, yeah, I would love to do a third cookbook.
Mm. So you've actually created this company to do all the things you love to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is a great thing. And you actually got an award, didn't you? Some Canadian award?
Yeah, we won a couple of awards. Recently we won an American award, the New Now Next Awards for Most Addictive Reality Star. We beat out Basketball Wives, and that was a pretty big deal for us. I also won Digital Media Woman of the Year, which is pretty cool. That's a Canadian award, and I was up against the CBC, which is the Canadian equivalent of ABC, which is pretty huge. And it just kind of goes to show that we live in a really great time, and being net gen, having access to a computer and access to a bunch of tutorials, you can really, you know, teach yourself to do anything and go up against massive dinosaur corporations and still come out a winner. So I'm a big believer of where there's a web, there's a way.
So how did you end up pitching this thing to Cooking Channel? And why the Cooking Channel? Why didn't you go to the Food Network or anything like that? Did you talk to other places as well?
It's interesting. We started the show online, and then we sold it to Food Network Canada. The time was just right. Cooking Channel was launching. They were looking to do something a little edgier in the food space, and Bitchin' Kitchen was a perfect fit. Food Network remains a bit more conservative, and that's one word that wouldn't be used to describe our show, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So it was a mixture of great timing and just persistence.
Talking about not conservative, one of our listeners, Joe, wants to know, how many tattoos do you have, and how old were you when you got your first one?
I have 11 tattoos, and I was probably about 15 when I got my first tattoo in Montreal. Legal age is just a suggestion. So I have different two collections of tattoos on me. I have the young and inebriated collection, which consists of a few ridiculous tattoos, and then I have the stuff that I designed myself, which also consists of a few ridiculous tattoos. How funny is that? So I design a lot of my newer tattoos myself.
Have you had anybody say to you they want to get the same tattoo you have?
Well, funny that you should ask. We have about 3 people that have tattooed the Bitchin' Kitchen logo on themselves, fans. So that's pretty epic, I would say. Not too many cooking shows out there that have fans tattooing the logo on themselves.
So now you're celebrating the second year of the Nadia G's Bitchin' Kitchen show.
Yeah, second year and third season. We just launched our third season 2 weeks ago, and we've had some really fun episodes, childhood favorites and office lunches. We kind of make fun of corporate culture and what it's like to be at the office. In childhood favorites, I actually, I get asked about my accent all the time. So I'm like, let's just do a skit on St. Leonard, which is the Italian borough of Montreal where I'm from. And, I'm like, well, I'm going to introduce you to St. Leonard, the little town that made me what I am today, bipolar.
Have you any of your family members on the show?
No, I have not, but I've had a lot of friends on my show.
Yeah, I had a show once with my mom and my grandmom. They were two of the highest rated shows I ever did. So
wow.
You may want to consider that. It can be fun.
Yeah.
So what night of the week and what time is the show on?
Sure. Well, you can catch Bitchin' Kitchen every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Cooking Channel.
And go to your local listings to find out what channel it's on in your system. We have to say that because you don't know what channel it is in every system. It's all different.
Yeah.
So it was a pleasure talking to you, Nadia, and I wish you a lot of luck with everything you do.
Thank you so much. Big pleasure on my end as well.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.